It's 60 miles across, mostly hidden from view and vital to Idaho's economy. Most of the time, the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer gets little attention, even from the people who rely on it every day. But without it, farmland would disappear and cities from Twin Falls to Rexburg would dry up. As we begin this week's series called Watering Idaho, Samantha Wright takes a closer look at the state's largest body of water hidden underneath the Snake River Plain.
Park Ranger Eric Whittakin stands at the base of the Minnie Miller Springs waterfall at Thousand Springs State Park near Wendell.
Breathtaking, I guess, would be one word. You just have these waterfalls just gushing out of the side of the canyon, and just all the lush greenness right in the middle of the desert.
For roughly 40 miles along the Snake River Canyon wall, one waterfall after another shoots out of solid rock cliffs. This is the bottom edge of the Snake River Plain Aquifer, where the water emerges from its underground journey.
It covers a significant portion of southern Idaho, the aquifer does. It's a large area and a lot of water.
The aquifer is the size of Lake Erie, covering about 10,000 square miles of Idaho, starting near the Wyoming border. It's fed by streams coming out of mountain ranges. Dr. Paul Link, a professor at Idaho State University, says the water and snowmelt sinks underground into a series of nooks and crannies of rock.
It is a saturated network of fractures, mainly within this basalt, these lava flows. The best way to think of it is an interconnected series of pores like a sponge.
Link says the aquifer is the result of the Yellowstone hotspot. A hotspot is a blob of superheated rock deep underground fueled by the heat of the earth. Right now it's under Yellowstone, but it hasn't always been there. The North American plate has been moving 1.8 inches a year for 17 million years. As the plate moved, it dragged Idaho over the hotspot.
We think that the hotspot originated in southeast Oregon, west of the Owyhee River, and then as the North American plate has moved southwestward, the hotspot has relatively appeared to move northeastward.
As the plate moved, the hotspot and its volcanic tendencies erupted, melted, and carved a curving path through eastern Idaho. That volcanism created lots of rock, primarily rhyolite and basalt. As the hotspot slowly cut the landscape, the new rocks sank below the surface and became the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer.
And it really is a world-class aquifer. And we are fortunate to have it in Idaho, and has fueled much of Idaho's economic growth over the second half of the 20th century.
Brian Patton is bureau chief at the Idaho Department of Water Resources. He says without the aquifer, eastern Idaho would lose half its farmland. Roughly 1.6 million acres of irrigated land is dependent on the aquifer. Urban areas use it as well.
Cities like Twin Falls, Jerome, Pocatello, Burley, Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Rexburg, and every other smaller town in between uses that aquifer.
And he says the aquifer is why the Magic Valley and eastern Idaho have become centers for agriculture processing. Think Chobani and Cliff Bar. And much of America's farm-raised trout is grown in Idaho using aquifer water.
So it's not just an agricultural issue, it's a municipal and an industrial issue, and ultimately an issue that affects the economy of the state of Idaho. That region accounts for about one-third of Idaho's economic output.
No one knows how much water is in the aquifer. It's hard to measure a sponge. But the Department of Water Resources does know about 7.5 million acre-feet of water is moving through the aquifer every year. And they know that amount is dropping. In 1992, the department stopped issuing new water rights on the Snake River Plain. That means everyone, from cities to farmers to businesses, are trading old water rights if they want to expand.
And that has put a stop to new agricultural development. I mean, there's just no room for it under the way it currently works.
As farmers switched from flood irrigation to sprinklers in the 1950s, less water seeped back into the aquifer. That, along with the drilling of new wells, power generation needs, and climate change, has shrunk the aquifer. Senior and junior water rights holders are fighting over who gets the dwindling supply. A new agreement reached last year among groundwater users in eastern Idaho is designed to stop the decline and help recharge the aquifer. But Brian Patton with the Department of Water Resources says that won't stop the growing demand for water.
In my view, declining aquifers are going to be the water issue of the 21st century in the western United States.
In a state that relies so heavily on the Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer, it will certainly be an issue that will get a lot of attention here in Idaho. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
Samantha has done some additional reporting on our big underground reservoir. In a post at our website, she details some large swings in the amount of water in the aquifer and why those occurred. That's at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And we'll continue our series Watering Idaho here on Morning Edition tomorrow with a look at why Idaho is a rarity when it comes to the sources for its drinking water.